This is Martian Gardens, episode 982. My name's Max. As always, I'm glad to have you join me for 3 great hours of contemporary classical and electronic music. It's July 12th, 2019. Very warm summer afternoon at this recording. We'll start with Noah Kraszewski. This is Electric String Quartet.
Thank you.
There are four works on a new short CD released on Open Space by Noah Kraszewski. Sleeping Awake is the title of the CD, and it runs 26 minutes, including that piece, Electric String Quartet from 1988. Although short in time, Kraszewski's pieces reward repeated listening. In fact, repeated listening many times in the same period to catch everything that, or try to catch all the ingredients that Kraszewski puts into his work. Again, Electric String Quartet from Sleeping Awake, a release just this year on Open Space from 2019, Noah Kraszewski's Electroacoustic Music. That was a 1988 composition, Electric String Quartet. We'll hear next music from James Tenney for harp, Michael Fink for Celestia, and pieces by John Luther Adams and Chris Watson. From James Tenney, we'll hear from his 1985 large-scale computer-aided composition, 64 Studies for Six Harps. We'll hear Studies 15, 16, and 17, amounting to about 6 minutes. This is, again, Changes, 64 Studies for Six Harps from New World Records, released in 2018. And this was recorded at the California Institute of the Arts. From Michael John Fink. Then we'll hear solo music for Celestia from a piece, a CD called Celestia. On Cold Blue Music, we'll hear Triptych. And then from John Luther Adams, featuring the Crossing Chamber Ensemble, we'll hear a piece called Cadenza of the Mockingbird from Canticles of the Holy Wind on Cantaloupe Music from 2017. And we'll end with a field recording from Chris Watson called Winter Flags, which features a mast not roost, that's as in a red knot bird, K-O-N-O-T, recorded in Norfolk, the UK. First, James Tenney and three selections, 15, 16, 17. From 64 Studies for Six Harps. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 982. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog.
Thank you.
Chris Watson got his start in the group Cabaret Voltaire, one of my favorites, and that was starting back in the late 70s. He was in the group for a few years and later became a sound recordist for BBC, and this is taken from just an absolutely superb CD that Touch Music released in 1998 called Outside the Circle of Fire. A collection of Chris Watson's sound recordings from around the world, and this one called Winter Flags comes from his backyard when you compare it to the far-flung places that Watson recorded all this material. This one was called Mass Knot Roost, which is referring to the kind of bird or red knot that you heard in their hordes in that piece. And that was recorded at the Shingle Bank in Swettisham, Norfolk, UK, in February 1995. Chris Watson, Winter Flags. We started with James Tenney, selections from 64 studies for six harps. So that was study 15, 16, and 17, a long-form composition from 1985. Computer-aided, although not computer music per se, just six harps performed by six players, recorded at the California Institute of the Arts in 2017. And we followed James Tenney's selections from 64 studies for six harps with Michael John Fink, more music from Los Angeles. That was called Triptych, and that was from a CD called Celesta, music for solo Celesta by Michael John Fink, released in 2018 from Cold Blue Music. Celesta recorded at Architecture Studios in Los Angeles in 2018. From John Luther Adams, we heard Cadenza for the Mockingbird, and that comes from Canticles of the Holy Wind, released on Cantaloupe Records in 2017. That was the Crossing Chamber Ensemble, conducted by Donald Nally, and that was recorded at St. Peter's in the Great Valley, Malvern, Pennsylvania, suburbs of Philly, September 15th, 2013. And we ended with Chris Watson and Winter Flags, recordings of Red Knot Birds, that's K-N-O-T, of course, Red Knot Birds in Norfolk in East Anglia, in February of 1995. That was from Outside the Circle of Fire, field recordings from BBC sound recordist Chris Watson. We'll hear another sound artist, another English sound artist, David Toop, and we'll hear a short piece to introduce Elliot Sharp's Dispersion of the Seeds. We'll hear David Toop's two-minute piece, Seeds in Flight, speaking of birds and dispersal of seeds. This comes from a CD called The Museum of Fruit, released in 1998 on Caparina Music. I think it's label's now defunct. And it's part of their Architectura studio, what they call their Architectura series of electronica. And this one celebrates the architecture of Tokyo's Museum of Fruit. And this features mainly just electronic keyboards and a percussion performed by David Toop with, and I'm not going to try to summarize the credit, I just like saying it, Bioelectric Fruit Recordings by Michael Prime, a colleague of David Toop's. And following David Toop and Seeds in Flight, we'll hear Elliot Sharp's longer composition running 16 minutes, Dispersion of Seeds, from the CD Dispersion on Mode Records, released in 2018. This is performed by the Veni Academy, conducted by Marianne Lejava, and recorded in Slovakia in July of 2015. A project developed by Elliot Sharp, music for large ensemble, Dispersion of Seeds. And we'll follow this at the end with John Cage and an excerpt from his voiceless essay from the Ghost and Monsters compilation, which was part of the Leonardo Music Journal CD series, Leonardo Volume 8. That'll also a short piece running about 3 and a half minutes. That'll end the set. First, this is David Toop, 2 minutes called Seeds in Flight. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 982, hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog.
Thank you. 23 seconds on John Cage. Thoreau was very happy to be little known while he was alive. He said it enabled him to do what he had to do. I'm now very well known. Makes me very happy because I'm able to do what I have to do. Is that all right?
In 1949, Merce Cunningham and I went to Europe on a Dutch boat. As we were approaching Rotterdam, the fog became so thick that landing was delayed. To expedite matters, the customs officials came aboard the boat. Passengers formed into lines and one by one were questioned. Merce Cunningham was in one line, I was in another. I smoke a great deal, whereas he doesn't smoke at all. However, he was taking 5 cartons of cigarettes into Europe for me, and I had that number myself. We were both traveling through Holland to Belgium and then France, and the customs regulations vary for all those countries with regard to cigarettes. For instance, you could at that time take 5 cartons per person into France, but only 2 per person into Holland. When I got to my customs officer, all of this was clear to both of us. Out of the goodness of his heart, he was reluctant to deprive me of my 3 extra cartons or to charge duty on them. But he found it difficult to find an excuse for letting me off. Finally, he said, "Are you going to go out of Holland backwards?" I said, "Yes." He was overjoyed. Then he said, "You can keep all the cigarettes. Have a good trip." I left the line and noticed that Merce Cunningham had just reached his customs officer and was having some trouble about the extra cartons. So I went over and told the official that Merce Cunningham was going to go out of Holland backwards. He was delighted. Oh, he said, in that case, there's no problem at all. About 10 years ago, down at Black Mountain College during a summer session, I arranged an amateur festival of the works of Eric Satie. There were altogether 25 concerts, most of them about 30 minutes long, but a few were longer. For each one, I prepared a talk about the music which was to be heard. This was necessary because most of the people there had a German point of view and the music I was presenting was French. Satie had little fondness for German music. He told Debussy, for instance, that what was needed was a music without any sauerkraut in it. And he remarked that the reason Beethoven was so well known was that he had a good publicity manager. So after about 10 of the concerts and talks, I gave a good-sized talk about music in which I denounced Beethoven. A few days later, Patsy Lynch, now Patsy Davenport, knocked on my door and said, "I think I understand what you said about Beethoven, and I think I agree. But I have a very serious question to ask you. How do you feel about Bach?"